trouble. Guitar player taking a different lick by using three fingers with some picks, thumbs, and recorded in 1940 in Atlanta, Georgia. as one of the bluegrass boys this song, Six White Horses, Clyde Moody. The first time that a new sound in guitar playing was heard with the fingers and the thumb, and it's become known as flogging the guitar. Clyde Moody and the Six White Horses. People begin to listen to this new music with a new beat. Four men hitting in a different time together, a syncopated rhythm that's become known as bluegrass. Then back to the harmony singing of Clyde Moody and Bill Monroe and a song entitled I Wonder If You Feel the Way I Do.
8 weeks ago tonight we parted. It's so hard to realize we're through. When we quit, you said you'd always love me. Now I wonder if you feel the way I do. I'll never forget our days together. I loved you then and will forever. Now I wonder if you feel the way I do. Told me that I need not wear
the sound known as bluegrass and the harmony. Then came the banjo. The man that first played banjo with Bill Monroe is not here today, and he's known throughout the world as String Bean today, but he's not here. But on some of the sessions and some of the records, the first ones that used the banjo, you heard very little. But if you'll listen back in the background, you will hear String Bean. And the song now that we've picked for Bill Monroe to do is called The Rocky Road Blues. Added to bluegrass music by fiddle playing. Of course, back on the Muskin of Blues and all, they had fiddle. But one of the first records to play the melody that the man sung, it was played by Chubby Wise on the fiddle, and one of the first records that's become famous and one of the powerful songs in the bluegrass field was The Footprints in the Snow.
Thank you. just send me some mail when you get so bad, will you?
All right, we'd like to get Ralph's mandolin up here, if we may. The Footprints was followed by a song that emphasized predominantly the waltz beat, the 2-4 time. Some of it had been used in some music, but the waltz became popular with this song entitled Blue Moon of Kentucky. Followed by instrumentals in the bluegrass beat. And joining Bill Monroe then was two fellas that one came from North Carolina and one came from Tennessee. We don't have them here with us today, but we wish we could. Lester Flatt and Earl Scruggs. And they recorded many, many songs for Bill Monroe, and a lot of them in your collections today. We'd like to feature one of the instrumentals now that came about that day and time, with Bill Monroe playing the mandolin with this distinctive rhythm and time that very few of the other fellas had used, but even then not as predominantly as he had. He'd taken the groups or the music that he'd played up to that time and set a rhythm pattern with his mandolin that's today used as the bluegrass beat. Although there were other fellas who were playing guitars and singing country music and music with some of this time in it, people heard on record a song called The Bluegrass Breakdown.
Thank you.
Bluegrass Sound and the Clyde Moody contribution, and he'll be back a little later. Let's give Clyde Moody a big hand here. He'll be back a little later to do some more. After Lester Flatt and Earl Scruggs left Bill Monroe, there was some fellas even before, and I believe the Stanleys are next, Jim. I believe the Stanley brothers are next. Are they ready? In Bristol, Virginia, there were two brothers. They had never met Bill Monroe at the time, and they were playing some music. Let's see, I believe they're going to do a couple of songs here while y'all tune or something, okay, Bill. I'm sorry. They'll be on this tape, but we'll cut it out. Y'all can get back and rehearse with Jim and with Mac Wiseman and Don Reno and you and Benny. Okay, you can just wait here. Bill's having a time. But in Bristol, there was two brothers playing and singing this kind of music, bluegrass music. Of course, they listened on radio and all, but they were the first band, other than the one that was in Nashville, to play bluegrass music. Sometimes you'll think in your records that there were other groups that was doing it. But these boys had the nerve to form a band and play this kind of music other than at Nashville. The first group to do it, and they're known as Carter and Ralph, the Stanley Brothers. Would you make them welcome? Blossom Special. Benny Martin!
Thank you, Carol.
Follow that with another instrumental that was done on the five-string banjo. Going to Nashville when Earl Scruggs quit was a young man by the name of Don Reno, and he had a five-string banjo too. And they used to feature this number on all their shows, one called Rawhide.
You want me to play it?
On the five-string banjo and a new style was added to bluegrass music, and then came along a singer from Waynesboro, Virginia. The sweetest voice in bluegrass music was added, and you can buy it on an old record. If you're able to find one, you find them in some of the albums. Mack Wiseman was added to the bluegrass story, and Sweetheart of Mine, Can't You Hear Me Calling?